And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and we're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Guy Johnson from Wind Grips and Roger Eckert from Save on Tackle, the master rod builders. And we're going to be talking rod building today and wind grips and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaport Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and at the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip, but the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaport Sport Fishing and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com. Boating season is here, so it's time to get ready with a powerful offer during Yamaha Outboard's Wake Up the Season sales event. For a limited time, from May 2nd through June 15th, you'll get up to $500 in dealer credit when you purchase a select eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard. That's right, choose a qualifying new 2.5 to 150 horsepower 4-stroke outboard and receive up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services from your authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealer. It's time to make some wakes, so get in gear for the 2016 boating season with a brand new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and up to $500 in dealer credit. This exciting offer is only available during Yamaha's Wake Up the Season sales event and only until June 15th, 2016. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha Outboards dealer today. This offer ends June 15th, 2016, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealer for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month, the best best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a great show, man. Something different. I love
Yeah, very fun, right?
Oh, absolutely,
we're talking toys.
Yeah, exactly. You just see the tape. Everybody's all grabbing the different rod grips and talking rods. It's going to be a fun show, man.
Yeah. Guy Johnson from Wind Grips. Good morning, Guy.
Yeah, morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show. I've always enjoyed listening to the show, especially when there's someone on here that I know through my years in the fishing industry. So those are always kind of fun to watch. So
absolutely.
I appreciate having me on.
Well, great to have you. And you brought one of your master rod guys, Roger Eckert from Save on Tackle in Santa Fe Springs. Morning, Roger.
Hey, good morning.
Great to have you.
Great to be out here with you guys. And
yeah. I remember back in the day, we did a live broadcast at your location there. Gosh, that was a few years ago, wasn't it? We're dating ourselves.
6, 7 years, I can't remember.
You look a lot younger today. I don't know
about that. Maybe it's just too early. We can't see yet.
Yeah, indeed. But great to have you guys. So tell us about wind grips. What is a wind grip?
Okay, yeah, let me start off with a little bit of history about wind because, you know, we're relatively new to the fishing industry. And but basically, Dr. Ben Wong, very interesting gentleman, he's got his start in aerospace. He worked on the Saturn rockets to help put the man on the moon. And he was always involved in sports, things like that. And he first started off making tennis racket grips because he wanted a better grip on a tennis racket. So he did that for quite a few years, also made tennis strings and tennis balls. Ironically, when I was in college and worked at a pro shop, I used his product to put on tennis rackets 40 years ago. So,
that's,
you know, they say life does a circle, and here I am now working for the gentleman. But then he really got into golf about 20 years ago, and he was having trouble with a grip on his golf clubs. And he says, there's got to be a better way. So he came up with his own polymer material and formula and product for golf club grips. And that was 20 years ago. And now we're one of the leading golf club grip manufacturers in the world.
A lot of pros use it, right?
Yeah, some pros are using it. Butch Harmon, Tiger Woods' ex-swing coach, and Phil Mickelson's swing coach is a big endorser of ours. So, you know, obviously it went gangbusters with the golf world for both aftermarket and for manufacturers of golf clubs. And then Dr. Wang figures, you know, there's got to be some other application out there for this product. And, of course, he came across fishing rods. You know, obviously it's an environment that they're getting wet. There's bait on your hands. You know, you need a good grip on it. And we started making products for fishing rods.
Wow. And it works.
They're
too.
Awesome. Yeah.
And you're making custom deal. Like you can have Dorado on some wraps. You have tuna on some wraps. A fly rod with flies on the handle. Just not only functional, but cool looking, too.
Well, the nice thing about it is that we're only limited by our imagination on what we want to do. And we own our own factory over in China, which is really nice. So we could, you know, give them a design, and within 2 weeks we've got a prototype, and we can show it to people and get feedback on it. But, yeah, you're right. We make some grips for fly rods. We make them for saltwater rods. We make them for bass rods, different colors, different configurations. And the great thing about it is not only that is that if you just put this grip in your hand, you immediately feel – yes, this will work.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the magic of it, and that's one of our big sayings, you know, feeling is believing, you know. So, you know, we can go to these consumer events, and what I always do is I always have a one in my hand or on my shoulder, and someone, as soon as they walk up, I immediately thrust it in their hand, and they go, oh, wow, that is great. Yeah. And that's what we're looking for, and so we're really happy about that.
The wow factor.
Yes.
Yeah, that's indeed. So, Roger, how does it play into the rods that you're building over at Save on Tackle?
Well, it just gives you a lot more variety. It's something new. When I put it on the counter and put it in the, we got a big display case with it throughout the thing. And there's so many colors, and just the feel of it. The guys pick it up and they go, "Wow, when are you going to get the rest of this in?" There's new models coming out, obviously with the tuna and what have you.
Sure.
But the wraps, I mean, how many colors are there?
Yeah,
like 15.
Actually, we have we have 8 solids, 6 camo, and 3 with the tuna on it. And I brought in a sample today of the new Dorado one we're going to be coming out with.
It's really cool.
So, beautiful. You know, so if you like beautiful. The colors of a Dorado and things like that, you're definitely going to like that wrap. But the great thing about these wraps and our components, it doesn't matter if your hands are wet or dry, yeah. hot or cold, it keeps the same feel and grip on it. And that's the magic of this product.
Full of scales, whatever.
Time. It's really comfortable, and it's techie cool, and it's custom, and it's inexpensive. Like, all it's the three, you know, the three and four things that you really want out of something. It's cool. I mean, like I said, I built a rod earlier this year with it, zero affiliation. I didn't even know Guy was coming on the show or anything. I liked it, and I put it on my rods, and, you know, so much, especially Southern California. I love the tape. I love the grips, too, but the tape, I think, is so cool. That Southern California style of rod, that deckhand style grip, you know, with cork tape, and then X-Shrink became a thing, and this is just the new, cooler version of having your deckhand style rod where you get the comfort of a traditional grip and the, you know, the tackiness, so you're not, your hands aren't slipping, but it's cool looking and it's different. It seems super durable. I really dig them. I think you guys did an awesome job.
I appreciate that. And like I said, Dr. Wong is a very unique guy and came up with this. It's our own patented formula of polymer. So, but the good thing about it is that, you know, it can go over cork. You can put it right over your cork. You can put it right over your EVA. This sample I have here is right over a blank. And even though it's only 1.1 millimeter thick, it feels thick.
Oh, totally.
It yeah. feels thicker than that because it has a little bit of a cushion to
That's
it.
That's all Absolutely. It is?
1.1 millimeter
how,
thick.
How they do that?
They won't even tell me how they do that. But they're pretty smart over there at the factory, and we got some pretty bright people. And I was amazed the first time I held on to it. I didn't know it was only 1.1 millimeter thick, and that was pretty amazing. So it's not going to mess up with, let's say you got a rod and you like the feel of it already as far as the thickness and everything. It's not going to alter it that much. The other thing is it's not going to really add virtually any weight to your rod at all,
light.
Especially if you want to have it balanced, you know, if you like the balance of it. So in that regard, it works perfectly, too.
So is it lighter than standard cork or other tape that you would... You would
very comparable. You know, it depends on the manufacturer, who it is. You know, some were a little below, some were just a tiny above. I mean, but it's minuscule. Mm-hmm. It's so different. It's so
you wouldn't know the difference.
Lighter than cork tape, for
yes.
sure.
Yeah. Yes.
And a very cool retrofit. If you've got a rod where the cork tape is just, you know, several years old, it dries out and it cracks and it just becomes less comfortable. And I'm sure all of us have a dozen rods out there that are just, that just don't feel as good as they did. All your jig sticks are longer rods. You can literally buy the tape, it's inexpensive, wrap it right up it, shrink it on, and you couldn't amaze the rejuvenation that you give to the rod. I mean, it looks brand new again, and it feels way more comfortable, and it is, I mean, anybody can apply it.
Anybody.
It is very, very easy.
Yeah, I told Guy and Roger a story before the show. I went fishing with Doug Kern and the master caster Brandon on Monday, fishing yellows, and I almost cast the rod out of my hand. My hands were wet. Yellows pop up. You know, you get excited. Don't have a hole. And literally, it was one of those, oh, grab it, like almost as it hits the water, right?
Not
and I
good.
Grabbed it. No, it wasn't good. It was because my grip's a little older. It got slick. My hands were wet. And this would be a solution.
There you go, man.
It's a perfect solution for it, Pete. Matter of fact, I was a big cork lover. I've always liked the look and feel of cork, traditional thing. And the first time I put this on, I did a couple of my spinning rods with this. I'm going, I can't go back.
This is it. Yeah, this is it.
So in that regard, it is ideal. And like Rick said, it's easy to put on. I mean, I can wrap this whole jig stick here, it's about 32 inches, in less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And the learning curve is short. The other great thing about this, let's say you're going on a long-range trip or some trip when you've got five or six rods, and you've got a 20-pound rod, a 30-pound rod, a 40-pound rod, whatever it is, you can do them in different colors, and then you immediately can see which rod is which, and then also if you're on a boat with a lot of people, you know which rod's yours and or somebody else's. So in that regard, instant identification of what your rods are.
Yeah, that Dorado wrap is cool.
It's cool.
Yeah,
very
it's
cool.
A really nice idea. Yeah. Roger, what's the process when somebody comes in to Save-On, wants to have a custom rod? How does that work? I mean, somebody says, you know, I'd love to have a set of custom rods, or have one new custom rod, or rewrap this rod that I have. It's one of my favorites. What's the process?
The big thing is just to come in and talk to me or my rod wrappers, and get your personal what you want out of the rod on it.
You have in-house rod wrappers?
In-house rod wrappers.
Really?
We got a couple of them in there, and if they're not there, I'm always here. So you can just tell me exactly what you want, so you get completely exactly the way you want. I mean, we can look down and we can pull out the product as we talk, lay it out, lay out the guides, the kind of wrap you want, the different colors, and this new wind grip thing is just open the market wide open. It's endless possibilities.
The beauty of a custom rod and a custom rod builder like Roger and the guys that he's talking about is they're going to be able to fit the rod to you. You know, if you've got you're a little taller guy or a little shorter guy or you've got, you know, you have a little more strength than the average guy or a little less strength, you can adjust
Absolutely.
The grips and you can move the reel so that it's comfortable. And it's not that a factory rod wouldn't work just fine, but you would be amazed at moving the position of the reel an inch or two forward or back, how incredibly different it and more comfortable it can be for you. I mean, it's a big deal. It's a big difference.
Huge difference.
I don't know a lot about custom rod building, but to me, with all this new wind grip coming out, is there any other alternative that you would suggest to people? I mean,
at this point, no.
Yeah. Thank you, Roger. It was a loaded question, but I mean, really, you look at this stuff and
it's really nice.
This is the next step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And guys are really going to go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, really. And retrofitting your rod. How easy is it to take a jig stick and redo that? I mean, is it something that I'd need to bring it into you or to Fisherman's Line
you
Tackle?
You know, most people probably want to bring it into your local tackle store and get this done, but yeah. It can be done by the novice.
Yeah.
It really can.
And what are you talking about to rewrap, say, with the new Dorado color there, to rewrap a jig stick like that? How much is that going to cost somebody?
It's probably going to cost, you know, a guy... It's going to cost them $20 in material and maybe roughly that in labor.
That's it.
Yeah. So $40.
The wrapping tape's $20. You know what I mean? And to completely redo the grip on your rod, it's awesome. I mean, that's why I like it. It's a very effective, cool-looking product that works well, that doesn't cost you a fortune. It's just, it's perfect.
Wow.
Most guys can do it on their own.
Yeah. Now, Guy, you were telling us about this lathe that you are now like a, I guess, what would you call it, a wind grip factory installation center at Sahon, right?
Yes. Let's say, for instance, you have a rod that you've had for years and you really like it and you want to change out the cork or the EVA or something like that. Well, in the past, when you wanted to rebuild a rod, you'd have to strip off all the guides and work from the tip down to do that. Well, with this lathe, it allows you to work from the butt section up. And basically, it's a lathe-type-looking machine. You put the rod in it, and it'll go in butt first, and it will take off cork, EVA. It'll even go through the graphite reel seat. You do have to cut off the metal hoods. And it'll go right up to the end of the winding check, and then you just start from the butt section up with double-sided tape and mineral spirits, just sliding on the components that you want, your foregrip, your reel seat, and your rear grip. And it's easy to do, and within an hour, you're ready to fish.
That's a pretty neat deal.
And for the rod builders, where it's really great is that everyone I've ever shown the components to and the machine to, you know, you see their eyes light up because you've just saved them hours of frustration of breaking off that old cork or cutting things off and things like this. I mean, this thing cuts through it. Roger saw it. We delivered the second machine nationwide to their store, so now they're an official Win service center. And we'll put them on our website that you can go there and have all these components put on there, have their experts put everything on there and basically make you a new rod in a lot of ways.
That's right.
Pretty impressive. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today, talking custom rods and tackle and fishing.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. Lots going on. We got great catch reports coming up in the show and so much good information here in the studio. And if you want to join us, man, we would love to hear from you this morning. Give us a call and let's talk hookup. There's two ways that you can reach us this morning. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking wind grips and custom rods and fishing and all the great tackle today, we've also got a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. It's a six-pack of Live Deception jigs, courtesy of Ahi USA. And in addition to those great new dart-style jigs from the guys at Ahi, we're also giving away a half-day fishing trip for two aboard the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. Includes all the tackle rental if you need it. You get to go in and get us on that great calico
nice
bass
pack
action.
There.
Yeah, very cool pack. Six-pack of Live Deception jigs and half-day for two aboard the Daily Double. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's talk hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Hey, announcing Yamaha Outboard's Wake Up the Season sales event for a limited time. From now through June 15th, you purchase select eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard. It'll come with up to a $500 in dealer credit towards the purchase of additional goods and services. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha Outboards dealer today for more details.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, today's the last day. This is it. It's the West Oldest Boat Show and Yacht Show. It's the Newport Boat Show. This is the 43rd year of the Newport Boat Show, and it's probably the best ever, right, Rick?
No question. It's the ultimate location for a big boat show. It's in the water. It's beautiful. The ultimate location for big boats. You can spend the entire day touring some of the finest yachts in the West. We said it before, more than 200 boats for motor yachts and cruisers, sport fishers, sailboats, center consoles. Everything you want to find is at the Newport Beach Boat Show.
Yeah, you want to see one of the ultimate center consoles. The regulators go by the Custer Yacht Display there and see Pete and the gang. That thing is amazing. Have them show you that new technology from Yamaha on that boat, too. It'll blow your mind.
That's crazy.
And a whole bunch of other accessory items, too. You know, just everything you would need for your boat, to upgrade your boat, make it better. For example, I mentioned my buddy Todd with the soundproofing, sound waves. He's got these custom covers for your exhaust that he does that are amazing. Did them for my boat. Unbelievable. It's the Newport Boat Show. It's going on today. Today's the last day. Sunday, 10 to 5 today. Admission's just $15. 12 and under are free. Free off-site parking and shuttle. Check Newport Beach Boat Show for directions and more information.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, guys from Wind Grips are here, and Save on Tackle Custom Rod Builders, Guy Johnson, Roger Eckert. Great time talking, fishing. Phones are packed. Only one line open in the building right now. It's 877-792-1090. And Guy has sweetened the pot.
Yeah,
today,
he has.
Hasn't he, huh?
So in addition to, as you heard, those great live deception jigs, including the half-day trip for two, two separate packs of those great wind grips. There's going to be the Superior Overwrap, which is the same one that I use. It's an easy retrofit to your deckhand style grip. You can go over cork grip, whatever you want for that matter, and it's a very cool grip. It's going to change the look and the feel of your rod. And we're giving away both a 96-inch piece and a 44-inch piece, the two different sizes.
That's quite
that
a package.
Yeah, awesome, man. Very, very cool, you guys.
So,
very generous.
A lucky caller is going to get quite a package today.
No,
so if you want to get through, 877-792-1090. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Why don't we start off this morning with Mike, who's calling us from Rosemead. Mike, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. I see you in the shop there every once in a while, Roger, so I come visit you. I'm kind of in your area. I'm not sure if I'm clear on this. Can this material be used, like, on harder plastic reel handles, the reel grips? Or maybe just like on a coating on the side plate, just like as a protection so they don't get scratched.
On the side plate, are you reel?
I think you're thinking more reel, and this is a rod grip. So this would be like either replacing your factory grip or enhancing the grip or something like that. Not so much a reel protector, but a grip for the rod.
It couldn't be applied to, like, you know how some of the older reel handles are. Have like hard, made out of hard plastic, can
it'd probably be pretty hard for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the right thing for it, but very cool though.
Yeah, you
absolutely.
Definitely want to
sure
check
next.
It out.
But then, I'm sure you guys got plans for this.
We're always looking for new ways to use.
Might have a good idea.
Use this technology and things like that. And matter of fact, that call, excuse me, kind of brings up. This is also great to use on gaffs, nets.
Oh,
that's a good idea. Yeah, very
boat
good.
Rails,
yeah,
anything,
sure.
Any place that you want to have a good grip on.
Oh, sure. Yeah, if you want to have something in your hand, and it's softer too.
Yes.
Like if
right.
you're,
that's a
you
good
know,
idea.
If you're, that's a really
hand
good
hold
idea.
On your T top kind of thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
If you're riding with Ricky and going 100 miles an hour down the water, and you got to hold on for dear life on the boat. This makes it a lot more comfortable.
Yes, and I've been on a few of those Dear Life grips.
I like right. that idea.
It was Benny Florentino actually had it on his boat yesterday at my seminar. He put it on all his grab rails around the boat. It was really, really sharp.
Yeah,
good idea.
And it's cool looking. That's the thing. You know, I mean, you get some. You know, there. You guys, the colors and styles you offer are unlimited. You know, cool looking camo wraps or something. You can put it all over the place. It's a good idea.
The Benny Florentino was a
the Benny
there.
Florentino.
Yeah, the one and only. Wow.
The one
he's
and
he's
only.
One of our local Southern California guys that I've sponsored with our grips. So
fantastic.
He's doing us proud.
It's a good guy to have on your team,
yeah.
for sure.
He's
all right.
One.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up? We talked to Mike, and Mike's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Mike, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. My question, the rod wrappers, how do you determine the placement of the guides? Are you placing those individually on the rods when you make it, or do you have like a jig or something that you place those guides on?
It's more individual. All rods bend differently, so you got to place the guides according to the bend of the rod, keep the line off the rod itself.
And where do you determine that?
According to the bend of the rod?
Yeah, like how many guides you're going to put on?
Exactly, how many guides. You don't want any blank spots where that line's going to come down and rub the rod, especially when you got a lot of drag going out and it just burns the rod, but more so burns your line and loses your fish.
So I'm sure you've built, you know, a thousand of the, you know, popular CalStars and this, that, and the other over there, but you get a new blank that you're unfamiliar with, and it's a new manufacturer, or it's a new rod from the same manufacturer. How do you start to determine that process? Do you literally just put the handle on, put the reel on, and tape the guides into place and move them accordingly, or how does one kind of go through that process?
Yeah, I kind of take the blank, and I'll bend it personally mm-hmm. and just look at the arc on it, whether it be an extra fast or a moderate or a parabolic bend. And
you guys built thousands of rods, so you're going to get
thousands
close.
And thousands
and then, and then you start making your adjustments from there.
Exactly. Okay. So like a faster taper rod, you would have more guides more towards the tip and spacing out further apart towards the back.
All right, cool. Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up a toll-free line at 877-792-1090.
All right, how about next up we talk to Daniel, who's called us from Huntington Beach this morning. Good morning, Daniel. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
All right, Daniel, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Always a great show. Okay, I'll try to be quick. I'm a private boater. I have a 20-foot center console. I just put a 60-gallon bait tank in there. I want to try to get some of these bluefin. San Diego area. You guys are familiar. You know the area. I'm just wondering, you know, what you would suggest, do I bring bait, do I don't bring bait, just throw the iron, and what would you suggest my max range? It's a Verado 150, I get like 300 miles to a thing.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good. Some
that's
good range.
That's really good range. Really good. Yeah.
You know, I would say that with the exception of a little bit of more burn of fuel and cost of doing so, having bait is certainly not going to hurt. It's not going to hurt you. So, one, there's no reason not to bring it. With that being said, most of the fish that's being taken on a boat of your size and the style of fishing that the bluefin's having right now, it is mostly all on artificials. You know, there's small spots of fish that come up under spots of birds, and they're all on those big meatballs of anchovy, and they'll get that bait ball pushed to the surface, and birds come down. That's the visual that you'll run to, and when that fish is up, and the whole key with a boat like yours that's small and quiet is you want to approach that fish as cautiously and slowly and quietly as possible while still obviously trying to get on a spot of fish that's moving really fast and keeping as far away from that fish as you can and cast some type of jig into the spot, whether it's, you know, a Colt Sniper or one of those live deception jigs or that style, you know, dart style of jig or even a yellowtail surface iron style of jig. And most of it is being taken on artificials. And as far as where to go, man, these bluefin do what bluefin do this time of year. They're up really good a day and they're down a couple days and they're up a day. And I would just go on Fish Dope and all your different sources of finding out where that fish has been. There's been a lot of fish that are well within range of a good four-stroke and a 21-foot center console.
It's up and down really fast.
It is. And I mean from...
One day a bite, next day it won't,
and
right?
That's not a matter of not telling you where. I mean, it's every one of the San Diego Interbanks, 302, 371, 425, up through the islands, up onto the 9-mile bank, Coronado Canyon, like that. That kind of 30-mile zone is where it continually seems to pop up. So just keep up on your Fish Dope and the trend and where it's been. And the best thing you can do is have a good pair of binoculars and a good set of eyeballs because it's like 90% visual fishing. So
yeah.
So keep an eye out for turn schools. And
yeah, and you said you guys went out on Wednesday, and Brandon, you only had one, but it was a good one, right? 70-pounder. Brandon had it on the Colt Sniper.
All of that fish is big right now. I mean, it's all big ones. I mean, we see very, very little. And, yeah, that was it. There was not a big area of fish that we bumped into, and we ran the same turn school probably 8 or 10 times, and on the seventh try of the same batch of fish that would, you know, they'd be up and they'd be up long enough for you to get one cast on the spot, and then it's down real quick, and it's frustrating, and they're moving quick, and you got to reposition each time. And but, you know, after multiple times of trying, we got one bite, and it was a 60-pounder.
Yeah.
I mean,
So is Brandon at the tackle store, your tackle store there, Fisherman's Land Tackle, is he just lucky or good or both?
Oh, it's straight good. Are you kidding me? No luck. No.
Because I fish with all my money, man. He is good.
He's fantastic.
Yeah,
he fishes a bunch in the way it should be. But, you know, it's both of those things. You got to get lucky enough to get a bite, but you have to be good enough to put the lure where they're going to bite it. You know, this fish... It depends what it is. You can get on those days where it's just giant foamers of fish, and all you got to do is get a jig close to the spot and you get them. Or you have a day like we had Wednesday where they're not up real good, and the spot's the size of your coffee table, and the lure has to land right there. But if it does, you got a shot at getting a bite.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Good luck with that. You certainly have the right boat and the range to go get them.
Go get one.
Be careful of your weather and pick the right day, and you get lucky, right? Hey, let's head down south. Mr. John Ireland's calling us from Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape. Great to have you in the studio yesterday, John.
Good morning, Peter, Rick. Yeah, it sure was nice to be up here for a couple of days and do a couple hours on the show.
It was a really fun show.
I look forward to it. It was a good one.
Got me all excited about our Let's Talk Hookup tournament.
Well, you know, they had a good day yesterday. I'd like to hope they did. We had the Bruce Borgrave two-day tournament. And they caught some of everything. The fishing has improved markedly over the past couple weeks. The water temp's now up, just budging up against 80 degrees, which is good temp and pretty normal for this time of year. And what they caught yesterday and the day before was lots of sailfish and striped marlin, which are normal, off the bump, right off the front. But everybody's running hard south, about an hour and a half south. The little place called El Farito, which is another lighthouse further down, just past Nine Palms. And there's a ledge that's producing a lot of tuna. What they're doing is they're chumming with squid and catching, everybody's limiting on 25, 30-pound yellowfin, which is good news for us. And there's schools outside over the course of the week that they've been picking up bigger fish, 50 to 100-pound fish, outside 35 to 40 miles, or actually 20 to 40 miles. right off the front end of the porpoise. But these are fish that are free swimmers off the banks and all that. So a real good tuna bite. And they've been rolling back using Rapalas and catching Wahoo and Dorado the whole way trip back up, kind of moving along the coast about a mile or 2 miles off the coast. And they've been catching a lot of Dorado in the 10 to 20-pound range, which is good for us, better than we had all year last year, mixed with the Wahoo to 50 pounds. So very good fishing. The marlin and the stripers and sailfish are about 50-50, and there's a lot of them around, but everybody went deep for the tuna and picked up on those, but there were quite a few billfish released as well. Inshore has been good, but very light pressure. Everybody's been outside chasing the tuna around. And like I say, we've got Wahoo, tuna, and Dorado all at the same time, which we haven't seen in a long time. It's encouraging. I'm looking forward to a more normal season than last year.
Yeah, and you know what's funny, John, is the Blums. Bob Blum, our tournament director, is in France with his lovely wife, Carol. They were listening on the Mighty 1090 app in France to the show live yesterday. He said he wanted to call in, but he was technically challenged calling in from France. But he wanted to remind all of us that he, the Blums, 2 years ago, now last year we kind of got blown out by the hurricane, but the year before last, in our tournament, the Blums had 12 billfish, 10 marlin and 2 sailfish in the 3 days of fishing.
Wow.
And that was only good enough for fourth place.
Yeah, no,
that's how good the fishing was.
Remember, the average per day of marlin released per boat per day was like 3.5 or 4.
Yeah.
Remember. And it was the same the year before, too. Real, real
yeah,
good billfishing.
Pretty unbelievable. Well, if somebody wants to come down, get in on Rancho Leonero. How do we do that, John?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks for the call. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Look forward to it, buddy. Thank
All right,
you, guys.
Thanks very much.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Matt, who's calling us from Newport this morning. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Matt?
My question is, I have big hands, long, skinny fingers, and I prefer a bigger grip knot. Would this help my older poles by add on?
He said he's got big hands, and would it help his grip better with big hands?
It can do that, and you can actually build up your cork tape a little higher and put this on top so you can have whatever diameter you'd like. We do that in the store quite often.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of versatility in using this. Like Roger said, you can build it up before you put our tape on, and then put our tape on it. But then transversely, if you don't want to build it up, this is thin enough where it's not going to affect that either. So it'll go either way. So that's really beneficial. So, yeah, to answer your question, yes, if you have big hands and you want a little larger grip configuration, this will definitely help you do that.
Yeah, okay. 2 or 3 layers of cork tape on top.
Really?
Bring it up, absolutely.
What about the opposite, Roger? Like guys that are fishing a real big jig stick, a guy that has a big butt section, you know, 100J
like
or a lure
or something like that,
where they're having trouble getting the reel on, is the material okay to put directly on the rod blank?
Yes,
or
it is.
Do you need to put a base layer of some kind down before that?
No, actually, in fact, like the sample I have here with our new Dorado wrap, that's right over the blank.
Right over raw blank.
Right over the
so
blank.
That's going to help that situation a lot. We get guys almost every day come in, what can I put on this Alua or 100J? Because most reels don't have a wide enough
distance
between the screws.
Now you can have a comfortable grip that you can still hang on to, but you're going to decrease that rod diameter and your clamp's going to still work.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Oh, and also maybe even get into the into a rod holder on a smaller boat.
There you
too.
Go, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because that's always an issue with some of those bigger rods.
Yeah.
Just trying to get them into get the butt cap into the rod holder, right?
You got it.
Yeah.
Man.
All right. Hey, good. Some good solutions. Go see your custom rod wrap place nearest you, and I'm sure they'll dial you in and get taken care of.
Absolutely.
You got it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. Lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all 5 species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink, and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native species. Extreme Fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnac River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnac gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing. Are you aware that Fisherman's Landing has the finest charter boat fleet on the West Coast? We have charter boats from 50 to 85 feet in length and can accommodate charter groups from 8 to over 50 passengers. If you are planning to book a charter this year, I wouldn't wait too long. With the outstanding fishing that we've had the past two seasons, prime fishing dates for 2016 are already disappearing. If you have never booked a charter before, all you have to do is contact a few fishing buddies, pick a date, and call the landing. Our office crew will make booking your charter a breeze. If your group is from 8 to 14 anglers, the Bluefin, Pacific Quest, or Maximus would be perfect. If you have 15 to 35 fishermen, check out the Pacific Dawn, Fortune, Commander, Islander, or the Pegasus. You can also charter our open party boats, Dolphin, Prowler, Condor, and Pacific Queen. Don't allow your prime fishing date to slip away. Charter one of Fisherman's Landing's premier boats for a spring yellowtail trip or a summer or fall offshore tuna trip. You will be happy you did. You can find us at www.fisherman'slanding.com or call us at 619-221-8500 to book your fishing charter.
With Wynn fishing rod grips, feeling is believing. Wynn's superior polymer grip technology puts control and comfort literally in the angler's hand. Experience Wynn's tacky sure grip security in wet, dry, cold, or hot conditions. Wynn makes grips for all types of fishing rods. Whether building a new rod or overwrapping your current cork or EVA, you will feel the Wynn grip difference. Check WynnGripsFishing.com to learn more or find a dealer. Wynn fishing rod grips. Feeling is believing.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Hey, it's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar and your next fishing trip to get the Power Pro advantage. I'm telling you, we heard the last caller want to catch bluefin tuna. You got to have the Power Pro advantage. You want to catch bluefin.
Yeah, I would say if you want the advantage, that's exactly what Power Pro is. Thinner diameter, you're now able to use a smaller reel. You're going to be able to increase your line capacity. But more importantly, as we mentioned before, the Power Pro has a much thinner diameter, thus giving you a lot less drag in the water. So when you fill your reel with Power Pro, fish your short top shot of Seaguar fluorocarbon, your bait is towing that line through the water. He's got significantly less drag on him, making it look better, swim better, and get bit better.
And you want the ultimate in stealthiness? New Max Quattro from Power Pro is even thinner than standard Power Pro. It's amazing stuff. Check it out, Power Pro, at your favorite tackle store. Check powerpro.com.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, celebrates its 30th anniversary with a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 11th. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G Lumas all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest rods and reels from Shimano, the latest rods from G Lumas, and all the new line from Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there's a Shimano store within the store with special offers available from Shimano, G. Lumas, and Power Pro for this one day only. Every rod and reel in the huge Longfin stock will be on sale Saturday, June 11th only. Plus, you can win great stuff in a raffle at the end of the day. Winner need not be present. Celebrate the Longfin's 30th anniversary with the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day is Saturday, June 11th, starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
XFRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, be sure to Instagram us if you haven't already. Do you like on Instagram? Is that what it is?
Follow.
You follow. Okay, I got it. I'm still getting this. I'm like, follow. You think I get it by now? It's still.
I'm right there with
okay,
you.
Okay, thank you, guy. Anyway, follow us on Instagram, Hookup 1090, and check out the photo I just posted of Guy and Roger showing off some of the wind grips here in the Mighty 1090 studio. So that's on Instagram.
I'm putting one up to our Facebook, too, as we speak okay. right now. So just so you can check them out. Because that's the thing. Like, we're telling you how cool these things are, but seeing is going to be believing. It really is. I mean, this isn't a blowing smoke thing for these guys. They're
and that's your
very,
saying,
very cool
feeling
grips.
Feeling is
they're
believing.
They're awesome. Yeah. They really, really are.
Because you put it in people's hands.
And the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, wow.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Really cool.
So just check it out. The easiest way to access and follow us. Now, do you follow, you like on Facebook?
Just
now,
go.
See, I know that.
You're on your own now,
yeah,
Pete.
Yeah, yeah. And you follow on Instagram. If you want to like us or follow us on our social media, go to our website, hookup1090.com. On the front page, right top corner, all of our social media there, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, those are our primaries there. Just click on the icon there and like us or follow us. And what do you do on YouTube?
You got me on.
You
watch.
Adam,
I think you just
Adam,
watch.
What do you do on YouTube?
You subscribe.
You subscribe on YouTube.
Thank you very
yeah,
much.
Very you good. All right. Very good. Subscribe, follow, like
just
us.
Just come check us out. It's all
just
good.
Check it
Whatever
out. We're
you
all good.
You'll dig it.
On YouTube, it's Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. On Facebook, Instagram, it is Hookup 1090. Let's Talk Hookup. Check it out. All right. Hey, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, bro. Well, it's time to find out what's going on out there on the water. And today, the Catch Port, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The fish that you catch is a valuable item, so why wouldn't you take the best possible care of it? Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and they'll treat your fish just like it was their own. And once you try them, you will be hooked. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. Speaking of finding out what's biting, we're going to go to the spot where they're always getting them, and that's Dana War Sport Fishing. We're going to talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Brian.
This week?
Great.
Good. Well, hey, you know what today is, right? No?
No, what do we got?
Today, check it out. Today is our 45-year anniversary.
Come on.
How cool.
Are you
right?
kidding
in
me?
In the harbor.
May
15th. 45 years.
Pretty
Dana cool,
Wharf
right?
Sport Fishing, 45 years?
Out of the harbor there. Yep, even longer if you count all that time. You know, Don had the boats off the pier there. But, 45 years in the harbor. Pretty cool.
So the harbor's 45 years old.
Yeah, wild Brad. Stuff.
Whoa.
So the guys out on the boats today, you know, there's some cool raffles going on all the half-day and three-quarter-day trips today. So, and they even had $25 specials there for the half-day boats today. So that's all full. I filled up real quick. Just kind of a little flashback price. Sure, it was a little bit cheaper 45 years ago, but you know, nonetheless, that's what's going on there today. But hey, into the fishing, what we got going on, or we had going on this last week, man, the three-quarter day stuff's been very consistent for us, but it's all been about rockfish, and the counts have been really good. If you guys have been checking out our fish counts, it's all been about finding some loaded hard bottom away from the bait. Man, there's been a ton of red crab and a bunch of anchovy out there in that deeper water, but it's been really good fishing. Yesterday, for example, the Clemente had solid limits of rockfish for 21 anglers, so you can do the math there. Everyone home with a bag of fillets, and I had 17 guys on the charter on the Sump Fun, 140 reds, and just another smattering of rockfish to round out our limits for our 17 guys. And the quality on these reds and grouper and stuff has been fantastic. So it's been biting. And I'll tell you what's been working. Here's the tip of the day from us. It's been all about the Colt Sniper jig. That 100 gram jig fished on the Power Pro allows you to fish that lighter gear, and it's just been takes the whole stigma out of the boring bottom fishing. It makes it fun. You're not beat up at the end of the day, and the fish have been chewing that jig. The half-day stuff, a little bit slower this week. You know, we actually had some green off-color and cold water. Friday morning, we ran a half trip in 59-degree water. Kind of odd. You know, we haven't seen the water temp drop like that in quite some time. So it took a little bit of a hit, so it's a little bit on a rebound there on the half-day. But still some fish making their way into the counts. As you imagine, the cooler water, we're seeing the sheephead, the sculpin, some of those coastal rockfish making up the bulk of the counts on the half-day trips. And then the Fury, you know, Rick's been out on his boat there on the Fury. He's been fishing the Outer Islands on his 5-to-5 and overnight trips, either Cat or Clemente, kind of depending on where there's a better opportunity, and had great fishing yesterday. with more excellent bottom fishing, some good calico bass fishing, and a little sample of that yellowtail that's been swimming around both islands. So that's kind of it in a nutshell for us. Things are clicking. If you guys want to hop on a trip, we certainly recommend reservations. The number to the landing is 949-496-5794. And then if you want to save some money, 25% on a local half-day or three-quarter-day trip, we urge you to use the link right there on the front of the Let's Talk Hookup webpage. Click on that, and it'll take you over, and you can book your reservation from there.
Wooly, great info, great fishing, and very cool tip on that Colt Sniper on that bottom fish, man. That's good good info. Appreciate a great report, as always, and we'll look forward to talking next week.
All right, guys. Have a great show. Thanks.
Thanks,
Wooly. All right. Thanks very much, Wooly. Appreciate that very much. Like Rick said, I said Hookup 1090 on Facebook. It's actually Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. Just go to Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, or just easiest, go to Hookup 1090, which is our website.
That's easy.
Click on the Facebook icon. But Rick just posted a really nice picture on our Facebook page of some of the grips that Wynn is producing. So check that out.
Yeah, I want you to see them, because that's the thing. You can hear about all the time, but when you see them, you're going to realize, like, okay, this is something I want to get a hold of.
And then when you feel it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're really going to check it out.
Pretty cool.
Hey, Gundy Gunnarsson would like these.
I think you're right.
In the surf, are you kidding with the hands wet?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Gundy?
You are, Gundy.
You know, it's May. We got a full moon coming up in a week. And it's just that time of year when the beach is just going off. So I better get going here. Another solid week of fishing. I think the highlight was a big influx of corbina. They're not biting well, but they're showing in real good numbers. And the sand crabs are also showing. Most of the crabs are small, so, you know, maybe a fresh mussel might be a better bait right now. But typical of the early season, and I'd look for that to get better. The other thing is a lot of croakers showing up inside, white sea bass, spotfin, yellowfin croaker, in the shallows, in the harbors, and that's going to take off. We've got a full moon, like I said, and that'll just get better. Starting up north, Wiley's reported good perch fishing, quality fish, Oxnard, Wainini, Ventura Beaches. Not big numbers, but very nice quality, ranging to 2.5 pounds. One of the shop regulars there has been going up to Pismo Beach, and the reports are fantastic up there. 2-pound class fish, biting real good for someone who wants to do an exotic road trip. Just Fishing reported lots of quality corbina showing at Torrance. They're early fish, a little skitchy, but with the sand crab small, again, the fresh mussels been the best bet there. Big Fish reported excellent halibut fishing along the Queen Mary. This is interesting. Anglers are drop-shotting the new Reeves flukes for, you know, you can use Zoom flukes, any type of fluke bait. They're fishing at night, targeting the big schools, the juvenile anchovies, and drop-shotting in those schools. 2 to 3 legals in one session, so that's a good little thing they got going there. Hogan's reported good spotfin croaker bite developing in and around Dana Point Harbor. Newport, we also had really good reports in Newport with the May full moon. Look for that croaker bite to take off, like I said. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported continued good fishing for halibut in the lagoons, harbors, the lagoon mouth. Lots of whites, juvenile white sea bass starting to show in the shallows, too. And it's still 11.5-pound fish leading that Shimano halibut derby. So I think that's still going to be beat, but and probably in the next week or so. But very good fishing inside, and boy, this is the time I just love.
Yeah, it's such a great time of the year to go fishing. And this week looks to be an ideal week to go fishing.
This is going to be where it goes off. We got the weather. The fish are obviously here and starting to show. I just think all the way around this is going to be the one, Gundy.
Yeah, I got a little an interesting story from one of the regulars there up in Redondo. He float tubes PV, and he launches on the rocks and fishes, you know, the inside for calico bass and stuff. And yesterday morning, he was in the water, and a shiner of white sea bass, and what we call shiner, I don't know if you've ever seen them, where they ball up and they're rubbing. It's a spawning type deal. And this thing came up right next to him. You know, obviously they weren't biting, but he said it was quite a spectacle.
Oh,
that's rad.
30, 40-pound fish.
Oh, like a whole bunch of them, huh?
Yeah, I seen it before. We were coming around the inside of Catalina, and we hit Bradley on the first string called a shiner, and it was just, it must have been several hundred white sea bass just rolling and rubbing together. It's unique sight.
I've only seen that one time, and that's where you're going to be next week, and I was at Cedros. You see a big ball of those things shining. I mean, it looked like two largemouth doing their thing, but a giant school of sea bass.
So, yeah, absolutely.
How much gets your heart going like that?
Okay, we're ready for that. Gundy, great job. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good week.
See you, Gundy.
All right, appreciate that. That's our wraps up our catch for it. Let's go ahead and jump back into those phones.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are definitely getting packed up. If you want to get through, the only line open right now, toll-free 877-792-1090. Let's talk to John, calling us from Long Beach. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, those new wind grips, I talked to that gentleman a day at the docks and got some of that product, and boy, does it work good. It's I love the feel of that. I have it on golf clubs also.
That's cool.
Well, thanks. We appreciate you buying it and supporting the product. Also, I was there so you're right, we probably talked face-to-face. One thing I wanted to kind of emphasize, this stuff is really easy to take care of, and let's say you're done fishing for the day and maybe you have a little sunscreen on it, a little bit of bait or something like that. All you need is a little bit of water and just to kind of damp it off with a towel. You don't need any chemicals, no solutions, no nothing. It'll keep your grips nice and tacky and that nice feel. So just water and a towel, no chemicals whatsoever.
Also, a comment on Save-On Tackle. I've been going there since they opened, so... you know, I think I own a little corner of that shop.
Thank you so much.
Anybody that lives up here in the L.A. area, they have every single thing that you might want or ever think you might need. They have it. And they know they got the answer to any question you've got. So I encourage anybody to hit that store because they have everything there.
Roger, how long have you been there?
I've been there 20 years.
20 years.
Wow, 20 years.
Awesome. Wow.
So that's a long time.
I started there, I believe it was Al or Art that used to own the place originally.
Yeah. Art started, I believe, in 1952. So this store is it's ancient.
Got the same place.
Yeah, my
same
dad started going there when I was a kid. So we've been going there for years.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks, gentlemen. Right,
thanks a lot for the
call.
Thank
you so much.
Appreciate that very much.
Appreciate
John from Long Beach there. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Dick calling us from San Diego this morning? Hi, Dick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, everyone. And, kudos all around for always an interesting show. I second the comments on Save-On Tackle. It's an old-style fishing tackle store with all the new-style products and everything you could ever hope for. I have a couple technical questions with regard to the grips. First, how do you start and end the grip? Do you have to put like a piece of shrink tube over it to seal it off? Do you have to wrap up thread and then coat the thread? And then secondly, how do the grips pass the Barracuda test?
Okay. Both excellent questions.
Yeah.
Let me address the first one on starting it off. First of all, we have a video on our website, winsgrips.com. But the directions that come in the package are real simple too. All you do is making a first initial wrap of the wrap, and you make a mark, and then you just cut an angle, probably about 2 inches from the opposite side to the far corner. That'll give you your angle to help you start with your wrap. And you don't need to do anything on the initial top wrap section because it'll keep it down as you wrap it down. And on the back of the wraps is an adhesive that's a little bit more than a post-it note, just enough to keep things in place. So as you're wrapping and then as you finish off, and at the end you cut the same angle on the bottom of it to create an even horizontal angle. And then it comes with finishing tape inside the package. And then you can use that finishing tape to keep down the tag end, if you want to call it that.
So that's that tape on the Dorado one, the green tape there, that's the finishing tape.
Exactly.
Okay.
And each wrap will come with a color that's, you know, matches the main color of the wrap or something like that. And then if let's say, for instance, a year down the road or something like that, you can also use electrical tape because that's in essence is what this finishing tape is. It's a form of electrical tape, but these just have little nicer colors.
And if you're going to a custom rod builder like Roger, somebody they
we use
fashion
shrink.
Turk's heads, shrink tube, X shrink, so many different ways. You know, that's
so many different ways.
Back to the custom rod thing. Like you could finish it off in a variety of different ways.
Now, that's a good point, Rick. I'm glad you brought that up. Definitely the shrink wrap will also keep it there virtually almost permanently.
Permanently, definitely.
Yeah, very good.
Now, the second question he had.
Yeah, second question.
Barracuda test.
Okay.
Barracuda mackerel, something like that.
Exactly.
Ah, slimy stuff.
Personally, I have not used it yet, but I've had reports back from a couple of guys that they were pleasantly surprised on how well it lasted and worked with the grip performance even under those conditions. So you can feel pretty confident with that, too.
I like it. And I like the idea of the gaff, too.
Yeah, me
too.
That's
a really good idea.
Yeah, it depends on, you know, like on here on the, over in Hawaii, it's all gaff. You know, Northwest, they're using nets. You know, so it's really good that you can use it on any of those.
Yeah.
I mean, on the boat rails, too. So any place where you want to make sure you have a good hold of something, whether it be your tackle, any of your gear, or on your boat, this product works great on.
I got a question for you guys, too. Previous to this, I built a lot of my rods with that X-Shrink, you know, that shrink tube with a little diamond X pattern for a little more grip, and I really liked the feel of it, not nearly as much as I like the wind grip, but the problem I always had with the X-Shrink is it is a magnet for scales. You know, they stick to it so bad. How has it been so far with the tape, you know, as far as scales and issues like that?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Some will stick to it, but they come off really easy.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean on the on what you mentioned. You're right. It's like a magnet.
It's crazy.
This doesn't seem to have the same characteristic as far as attracting and holding onto it.
I would say that, like I said, I have it on one of my rods already, and I really like it. And I haven't seen the problem, but it's on a newer thing, and I'm sure Roger's experienced
it's nowhere
more
near
than I have.
Is so. What shrink really grabs that stuff, but this stuff is not half as bad.
That's cool.
And as far as washing off the Barracuda slime, I think it's going to be a lot easier because this is, like he was saying, you just wash it off with water and a towel, or you can walk right back up to the bait tank with your hand just wet and just
perfect
right alongside it, and then it probably all come off.
Yeah, it's a polymer material, and it's closed cell, so it's not going to absorb anything. So that's another nice thing too, is it's not going to get real smelly either. You know, and any little smell is on it when you wash it off with water. It's going to take it off, most of it.
There you go. Awesome. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, more great times. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com. What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled, deep-diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaska dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards, we've got kayaks, we've got snorkeling equipment, of course, we've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips, we've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month, the best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.